We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
Today's show is presented by Prize Picks. Go to prizepicks.com and use code PACKADAY for a $100 deposit match.
Minutes a day, 365 days a year. This is the Packaday Podcast.
What is up, Green Bay Packers fans, and welcome to another episode of the Daily Draft, brought to you by the good folks over at Badger State Brewing in Green Bay, Wisconsin. I am your host and the publisher of Packer Report, Ross Uglum, and today on Prospect Primers, we are checking out Tennessee running back Jalen Wright, a very popular player and one that I think now fits in really well with the retooled Green Bay backfield that includes, for the very first time, Josh Jacobs, and returning after his 4-year contract is up, and that is one Mr. Quadzilla, A.J. Dillon. Diving right into Jalen Wright, as was the case with A.J. Dillon, freak athlete. Nothing to argue about there. I mean, you can have all the opinions that you want about A.J. Dillon and the college or the pro career that he had, but he's one of the most athletic running backs of all time from an NFL combine standpoint. His relative athletic score is extremely high due to his unbelievable broad jump and vertical jump, in addition to a good 40 while carrying 247 pounds. That's how you get a really high relative athletic score. So, but like A.J. Dillon, Jalen Wright, super, super, super high-level athlete. Ended up with a 9.80 RAS score, which means he is a 98th percentile athlete at the running back position. He has one of the 20 highest scores on relative athletic score of the last 10 years, although we do not, this is important, have agility numbers. So that number, I believe, is, and just let me make sure that this is absolutely correct because I don't want to misspeak here. So that number is based, okay, not on bench, and not that the bench is a big deal because it really isn't, but it's based on height, weight, a very, very good vertical leap, a very, very good, actually basically world-class broad jump. That is banana land. That's a 99.6th. percentile broad jump, probably one of the best 5 or 6 ever. Extremely explosive athlete. You go, that was 11 foot 2 inches. That is bananas. bananas. Kind of screams Green Bay Packer, to be honest. Anyway, so and you add the 38-inch vert, which is a 91st percentile score, the 11-foot 2-inch broad, which I just can barely even wrap my head around, which is a basically 100th percentile score, and you add that to a 4.44-second 40-yard dash while carrying 210 pounds, and that is how you get a 9.80 relative athletic score. And actually, the official time there was 4.38. So that's where it goes from 9.75 RAS to 9.80, because the official score was 4.38, which is a 98th percentile 40-yard dash for a running back. He is fast. And I think that's probably why I believe, and many Packers fans believe, that he is the perfect, you know, kind of addition to Dylan and Jacobs, because as much as I say Dylan, AJ Dylan is an elite athlete, and he was from a composite score standpoint, because he was a good jumper and an elite jumper at 247 pounds and a good runner. He still ran a 4.53, which is fine, right? There's nothing wrong with that. Josh Jacobs, an average-ish athlete running a 4.64. Again, guy led the league in rushing in 2022, so don't let that 4.64 thing completely freak you out. But Josh Jacobs at a 4.64, A.J. Dillon in the mid-4.5s, Jalen Wright at 4.38 is bringing a little different gear, a little bit of different breakaway speed, a little bit different, you know, what can be accomplished from a home run hitting standpoint. And so that's why I think a lot of people like Jalen Wright as the complement to, and look, there's every chance, I guess, that AJ Dillon doesn't make this team. I understand that. He's basically on a veteran minimum contract. They lose very little if they do find two backs that they like better than him to pair with Jacobs. I think he's going to make the team. I'll put that on record. I do think AJ Dillon will be a Packer in 2024. I do. But anyway, not everyone does. So that's a huge deal, especially as it specifically relates to the Green Bay Packers. That speed is real. Very high Pro Football Focus college grade during his final season. And so you take, and that's what's fun, because the PFF stuff is based on film. Now, it's their evaluation of the film, but it is based on film. They don't care what he runs. They don't care what he jumps. They don't care none of it. They don't care. It's just film, and it's every single play. So for him, 91.0 overall grade. He ended up 11th out of the 157 backs that carried the ball at least 100 times at the FBS level. That's elite. I mean, truly elite. It's top 5%, basically, top or getting close, of all running backs on a film grade, not mine, but Pro Football Focuses, for Jalen Wright. And I think, you know, you got to have that as sort of part of the calculus, is that, you know, someone whose job is that thought that highly of him. Real speed. And what I mean by that is, yes, 4.38 is fast, but it's on tape too. The speed is on tape. The running away from people is on tape. So I wanted to just make a note of that, that it's not, you know, solely, it's not solely just, oh, track speed. This guy's fast because he ran a good 40. He's fast on the game. He's fast on film in the game, whichever one of those two, but not the one that I said. He is a patient runner. Not quite to the Le'Veon Bell level. I think I reference Le'Veon every time I say a guy is patient, but he is patient. A lot of times when guys are super freak athletes like this, they're not patient. They press. They try to beat you to the corner, bounce stuff outside. That's not Jalen Wright. And I definitely appreciate that about his game, and think that projects well at the NFL level. He is excellent in pass protection, and that he really progressed in that aspect. A significantly better pass protector in 2023 than he was in 2022 in keeping bazooka right arm Joe Milton upright. I thought Jalen Wright played a lot better. Played a lot better in the pass pro game in 2023 than he did in 2022. He has developed into a very functional receiver in his final year as well. That was definitely another part of his game that got better. You watch his film from 2022, then you go up to 2023. Better in the pass game. Younger guy, by the way, with very little wear and tear. Legitimate three-year career and fewer than 400 career touches And I go to the Google machine right here and look up the man's birthday, April 1, 2003. So he's 20. He will turn 21 before the draft, but still an athletic young prospect with not a ton of tread on the tires. Going to turn 21 just before the draft. It's exciting stuff. Into the cons. So why, why is this guy outside your top 100, Ross? All these things sound so wonderful. Elite athlete, not a lot of tread on the tires, Power 5 program. Explain it to me. He should have been more productive. That's my other big thing with like the Guerrero kid from Louisville that didn't quite make it at Wisconsin. Most good backs in the NFL were productive at the college level. It's outliers that are just on athletic traits and didn't run the ball or didn't catch the ball well in college. Well, and then, okay, we're going to put them in the NFL and they're going to do better. Not everything is just how fast can you run? How quick can you turn? You know, how good is your relative athletic score? It's football. And he was not that productive. Even the one season that I said, you know, had that high film grade and that I really liked, barely 1,000 yards. And 1,000-yard season's good, especially at the college level where you're not playing a 17-game season. It's less than that. But he wasn't that productive in year one, not that productive in year two, and just creeped over 1,000 yards. There are, especially when I see some of his like potential and some of his traits, it's like, well, why weren't you just a little bit better?
It's so crazy to think that we're over a month removed from actual football and it's already the start of free agency. But despite the end of football, the action on the floor is just beginning to heat up. It's tournament season, the NBA's in its final push towards the playoffs, and there is no shortage of high stakes basketball moments this time of year. So that means it's time to get in on the excitement with Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app, where you can turn your hoops knowledge into some serious cash. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with NBA, NHL, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks. There are so many reasons why Prize Picks is my favorite fantasy app, but my absolute favorite aspect is the fact that I can log in, easily make my selections, and submit my entry within 60 seconds. Prize Picks completely changed my football season and my overall enjoyment of the game. Now, it's NCAA tournament time, and I sincerely cannot wait to combine two of my favorite activities, March Madness and Prize Picks. This week, I'm already keeping an eye out for Damian Lillard three-point makes, Nikola Jokic rebounds, and let's just say I plan on making a ton of Caitlin Clark picks over the next couple weeks. The best part is that right now you can download the app and use code PACKADAY for a first deposit match up to $100. So download that app right now and use code PACKADAY for that first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
One of the reasons I think is the lateral agility is a question on film, and him not running agilities at the combine did nothing to change that for me. Explosive guy, absolutely. Fast guy, absolutely. You can't run past everybody in the NFL. You have to be able to cut. You have to be able to juke. You have to be able to spin. You have to be able to move. You have to be able to do something to besides run around a guy. And he's fast, but he's not that fast. He's not Chris Johnson. And Chris Johnson had plenty of wiggle too, but I mean, like, I need to see some lateral agility at some point here from Jalen Wright. He still has a lot of work to do in the passing game to do anything more than be a check down guy. That was what he progressed to, frankly, in 2023, was being a good check down option. Does not run a route tree yet at this point. And that's a point of progression, I think, as we look forward with him as to kind of like, what can he be? Well, that needs some work, and that needs a good NFL running back coach. Doesn't force a ton of misses, either by, he's not really big enough to run through your face. And I said the wiggle thing. Most of his, you know, missed tackles forced, if you're going and looking in at like Pro Football Focus's college product, and you're looking for the missed tackles forced stat, which is an easy to read statistic. A lot of, you know, how I would have graded those missed tackles forced are just angles erased by raw speed. And that's good. It's good to have speed. It's especially impressive to be erasing angles in the SEC, where I think the best athletes play is in the SEC. So if you're going to be able to, you know, outrun a weak side linebacker at Georgia, at South Carolina, at Kentucky, we've seen what Trevin Wallace can do on a turf. That's impressive stuff. But I'd like to find a few more ways to break a tackle or to make a guy miss other than run as gosh darn fast as you can. And that was sort of how I felt like Jalen Wright was able to force misses, is just by being the faster guy. I don't think he's got elite vision. I don't think it's a huge problem. Like, he's not constantly like running up the back of his blockers, but that's something, man. Like, when you watch even like Aaron Jones play or even Josh Jacobs, it's that vision that, and look, that can be improved. It instincts are real. Some of vision is a natural thing. Well, some of it's reps, and as I mentioned, fewer than 400 total touches, not 400 carries, 400 total touches in his three-year career at Tennessee. I think some experience, some work with Ben Sturmans, if we're talking about the Packers, some work with a good veteran running back in front of him, some work, you know, just getting reps in practice, getting reps in the preseason, eventually game reps. Maybe that vision could improve, but I did not love it. Like, very few times was I watching Jalen Wright going, oh, man, what a cutback. How did he see that? Happens to Aaron Jones all the time. And Aaron Jones is a high bar to clear. But, you know, when I'm watching Jalen Wright, I'm not like, oh, wow. How did he see that backside A gap? What, you know, how was he able to make that cut? He pretty much just ran away from everyone. I don't know how else to keep saying that in different ways, but that really is sort of what the tape was. Fumbling was a problem in 2022, but it went away in 2023. And I have mentioned, I don't really care that much about fumbling. I view it as drops, where basically a bad fumbler will lose four in a season and a not bad fumbler might lose one. I'm not going to change, you know, you got a decent chance of recovering that fumble. So I'm not going to change my evaluation in a massive way over potentially three plays, two of which you might recover. Turnovers are bad. Drops are bad. But their fumbling is about, you know, it gets real low on my list of things I care about. Definitely below vision, definitely below agility, definitely below top end speed, definitely below pass protection, definitely below route tree and catching the football. It's below those things. I, you know, if it's a massive problem, I'll make a note of it. You can't turn the ball over at the NFL level. But like I said, fumble prone guys might fumble five times in a season, and a guy that locks it up might fumble once, and maybe somebody gets a hat on the ball. And now it's twice. Now you're talking about three plays. But fumbling was an issue in 2022, and he cleaned it up in 2023. So I'm not that concerned, especially since his volume increased in 2023 from 2022. Packers fit, I think it's ideal. We got to see those agilities come in, because Green Bay does care. And Aaron Jones was an elite agility guy. Jamal Williams kind of wasn't, but we've seen them care about three cones. I mean, basically at every position, three cone and short shuttle, they care. But man, you talk about a low mileage lottery ticket from a power conference with a ton of speed. He's exciting, right? I think you could play off Dylan and Jacobs really well. I think he's experienced in the zone scheme that Green Bay runs. Again, it's not like super exciting because I don't have vision as kind of the plus in that checkbox. It's fine. There's nothing wrong with it, but it's fine. And potentially also, which is important to me, although he's getting some buzz, he really is. But he's available in rounds 3 to 5. And I'm just going to be so surprised. I mean, I was definitely a person that would put Jonathan Brooks in a mock at 58 and not really think twice about it. Now you go out, you get Josh Jacobs, you know, you get 3.5 years younger than Aaron Jones at that RB, you know, RB1 spot. You re-sign A.J. Dillon. Now, does that mean that you can't draft what you want because you gave A.J. Dillon basically a veteran minimum contract? No. But you no longer have to. You no longer have to get a second back. You know, you can go into the season with Jacobs and Dillon and Emmanuel Wilson and, I don't know, Patrick Taylor's maybe still out there for his eighth dalliance with Green Bay, but you don't have to do anything. So I think rounds 3 to round 5 is probably when they'll add a back. And for me, and for consensus right now, that's when you can get Jalen Wright. And so his value and kind of the type of back that he is potentially really jives with when Green Bay might be looking to add one. So that's exciting for sure. All right. That is it as far as the Packers fit. Overall, he's got a high round 4 grade for me. He is my 103rd overall player. And he is my 5th ranked running back, and he might get moved to running back 4 just because I continue to sort of be disappointed with Braylon Allen's, off season ramp up. His draft process has gone poorly, and not knowing what he's going to run, like those bad explosive scores for me match up so much with the film. And it's like, man, if I have a 250-pound back like Braylon Allen, but he's not an explosive athlete, what is he? I don't know. I'm not willing to, like I said in the Braylon video, not willing to just drop him to like RB12, drop him to the 6th round, but he might move back to RB8. He'll be in there with Ray Davis and Audric Estime and guys like that. Jalen Wright's arrow is going up for me, and I'm definitely invested and excited to see what he does from an agility perspective at Tennessee's Pro Day, because that's the one question mark. It's a question mark on film, and it is literally what is missing from his athletic profile. Guys, thanks so much for watching. If you're here on YouTube, if you're on the podcast side, we appreciate you just as much. Buy the Packer Report draft guide, guys. Promo code DAILY. That link should be in the podcast description, or it should be right here below the YouTube video that you are watching. Use promo code DAILY for 10% off that bad boy. And check us out over at Packer Report. The first month is always $1 for VIP status. If you hate us, I will give you the dollar back. I keep making that promise. Have not yet given back the dollar, easily convertible into a annual and less expensive subscription there as well. Check me out. I am at Ross Uglum on X. Check us out at Pack Report. We are at Pack Report 66. Shout out to our founder, Ray Nitschke. And thank you guys. Once again, do everything you're supposed to do here at the Pack-A-Day podcast. Like, subscribe, click the bell, get the notifications, do everything that you're supposed to do so that you can get every single bit of Packers content delivered to you on a daily basis. It's right there in the name. Have a great rest of your day, folks, and go Pack, go.
Headlines remind us daily, the world is a dangerous place. The elites in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing. But you know better. And your gut knows that time is short to prepare for a world that is 4 missed meals away from chaos. My Patriot Supply has helped over 3 million families become more self-reliant and is the company Americans trust to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contain delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Secure at least one food kit for each family member.
For a limited time, save $200, plus get free shipping on all their Ready Hour 3-month emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. My Patriot Supply also has solar power generators, water filtration units, biomass stoves, heirloom seeds, and critical survival gear. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.